Spencer Chase here at the 85th National FFA Convention, talking with the winner of the National Creed Speaking Contest, Leandre Jefferson from the Tulare FFA chapter out of the state of California. And Leandre, just initial reaction, what does it feel like to be the national winner for Creed Speaking?
I feel blessed. It's honored to stand in front of a lot of other Blue Jackets, and I could sit here and say, you know, it was me and my coach that we did it all, but in all honesty, it's all God that's brought me this far.
And what was that kind of, what kind of preparation did you have to do in order to kind of develop the mastery of the Creed and its interpretation?
It first started out in the Ag 1 class, reciting the Creed and learning the Creed, and our teacher had us do a competition. Whoever memorized the five paragraphs first, we actually got extra credit. And, you know, I'm blessed, and it's a great opportunity. And I worked out on the high school farm. I was blessed with the opportunity. So it was a lot of experience there. And like Mr. M. Tiffany said, he wrote the Creed that so that a person can make the Creed his own words. And that's just what I tried to do.
And now we have the distinct privilege of hearing how Leandre actually made the Creed his own. So, Leandre, take it away whenever you're ready.
The FFA Creed by E. M. Tiffany. I believe in the future of agriculture, with the faith born not of words but of deeds, achievements won by the present and past generations of agriculturists, in the promise of better days through better ways. Even as the better things we now enjoy have come to us from the struggles of former years. I believe that to live and work on a good farm, or to be engaged in other agricultural pursuits, is pleasant as well as challenging. For I know the joys and discomforts of agricultural life, and hold an inborn fondness for those associations which, even in hours of discouragement, I cannot deny. I believe in leadership from ourselves and respect from others. I believe in my own ability to work efficiently and think clearly with such knowledge and skill as I can secure, and in the ability of progressive agriculturists to serve our own and the public interest in producing and marketing the product of our toil. I believe in less dependence on begging and more power in bargaining, in the life abundant and enough honest wealth to help make it so, for others as well as myself, in less need for charity and more of it when needed, in being happy myself and playing square with those whose happiness depends upon me. I believe that American agriculture can and will hold true to the best traditions of our national life, and that I can exert an influence in my home and community, which will stand solid for my part in that inspiring task. Thank you.
Well, Leandre, you can certainly see and feel the passion in that recitation. So, you know, my question is, you know, where does your passion for the FFA come from so early in your FFA career?
Honestly, I'm a kid that was born and raised in the city, and I played nothing but sports all my life. So taking an agriculture 1 science class, I just had people that seen something in me, and they gave me many opportunities. And, you know, and I think that's why I have a love and a passion for agriculture, is because they did as Mr. M. Tiffany said. They believed in me. And working out on our high school farm, like I said, coming from a city, there's a lot of stuff I didn't know how to do. I mean, the first time my boss told me to hook up a three-point disc to the back of a tractor, I was confused. I didn't even know what a three-point disc was, but they believed in me, and they put effort in, and they taught me. And my uncle always had a beef cattle ranch, but I never was able to experience it. And like I said, these people that wear these blue jackets are just so loving, and they gave me so many opportunities that it's just like I've been in it my whole life, and I love it more than I love things I do on the football field.
And Leandre, where are you at right now in your educational journey?
I am a sophomore from California. I attend Mission Oak High School. So, yeah.
And what are some things you'd like to accomplish, you know, maybe throughout both your high school and your FFA career?
through high school, I want to continue growing in sports and keep good grades and not just go to college for football or basketball, but go to college because I actually have my head in the books. And in FFA, I want to do what this convention is all about, is growing. Everything's so new to me, and I'm so excited to see it, and God has truly blessed me to be a part of it. So whatever I can do, whenever I can do it, I'm willing.
Well, that's Leandre Jefferson, the National FFA Creed Speaking Contest winner from the Tulare FFA chapter in the state of California. At the 85th National FFA Convention, I'm Spencer Chase.